Saturday, February 12th, 2022, 6:22 a.m. Okay, I've started painting kind of late today, working on the big panel, Whiteness of the Whale, and yeah, it's actually becoming a little bit more fun now. You know, sometimes paintings are just no fun whatsoever. I mean, like, you're just struggling. Like I said, I my big problem is sometimes I'll paint something over and say, no, it needs to do this, so let me try this, and I'll paint it over and I'll do exactly the same thing over again, and it comes out the same way. You know, it's no fun. I mean, like, I just did all that work and I'm right back where I started. But so I'm, you know, you kind of change things up a little, like how you mix your paints. Well, for me, how I mix my paints, I know there should be mostly white, so I'll just, you know, I won't really throw those colors in there as strongly as I do. Maybe I'll just kind of like lightly put that in there till I get the tint that I want. And so it's, and I'm painting over stuff that I painted over, you know, couple of days ago, but that's okay. Needs to get painted over because I see something that's that needs to be done. So you know, it's becoming fun. Today's a lot warmer. It's was 69 in here just a while ago. It's probably about 70 now, so it's nice. It's gonna be a hot day today. I supposed to break a record. I don't know if it broke a record yesterday for the heat. It was supposed to be like 70. It was supposed to be like 74 record yesterday, 75 today, and then 74 again tomorrow. And I think all 3 days were supposed to break a record. When I went for my walk yesterday, I was in my shorts and my t-shirt, and man, this is almost like being in the summertime. So, well, you know, except for instead of walking at 6 a.m, I'm walking afternoon. So, yeah. Anyway. So, let's see. So the news, some of the news that's really been kind of fun to watch is Canada has these truckers, and I really haven't been following it that much. But apparently the truckers are fed up with the COVID mandates, and it's not that they're anti-vaxxers, which they've been accused of being, because apparently at least 90% of them have been vaccinated. They just don't like the restrictions that they have to go through to do their job. And you know, it's like anything else around here. You know, like like when we go to church, the church says, "Yeah, come to church. You know, we want you to wear a mask. If you're sick, stay home." You know, the bishop has given you a dispensation. You can stay home, and you don't have to spread it to everybody else here. You know, if you feel sick. Unfortunately, there's with this virus, you can feel just fine and still be a spreader. So, but at least the people that know that they're sick, don't feel obligated to go to church. Okay, the same thing with the truckers. You know, hey, you know, just. You know, all you got to do is drive from one point to another. You don't have to really interact with the people at either end. And as far as I know, it seems to me that, you know, but when you do, you can just stay 6 feet away to communicate. You don't need to get face to face and swap spit and what have you. You know, 6 feet away, okay, yeah, you know, talk to whoever you usually talk to on the loading dock. So, you know, I don't see them as big spreaders either. But apparently, the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, apparently he's been under pressure. So now he can't really come up with any real good arguments for not doing this, and that is keeping the mandates in place, because, you know, apparently the numbers don't show it. And so he's resorted to calling them names like racists and white supremacists and thugs and the one that they borrowed from us was insurrectionist. I don't think they really want to take over the government. They just want to be able to protest what when they think the government is wrong, which is everybody's right. Okay? And if you don't allow that, it's one of those things where, oh yeah, it's we didn't like them doing this, and they won't listen to us, so let's just overthrow the government. Now you got an insurrection on your hands. Like we did here in the US over the British royalty back in the 1700s. So that's been kind of fun to watch, see all the developments and what have you. And with this being Super Bowl weekend, I don't know, our government is doing something. I don't know what, they start throwing information out there. They say, oh, there's going to be a there may be a trucker revolt like we have in Canada here in the US, and it's going to start at the Super Bowl. I don't think so. most of those truckers are going to be watching the Super Bowl, so I don't think they're going to really go out there and try to screw things up. So anyway, but that's another one there. They got the trucker insurrectionist truckers going to throw over the to going to disrupt the Super Bowl is the narrative. So let's see if that happens, and after they've thrown it out. And, but the sad thing about it is they got this big warning, and people are people are concerned about it. So, but once the Super Bowl's over and nothing really comes of it, nobody's going to say anything about it. But they should. They should say, hey, wait a minute, you said there was going to be an insurrection. You said that there's a possibility of it, and then there wasn't. So, why did you guys do that? Anyway, so let me get the back to painting because this is kind of fun. I don't really want to spend most of the time talking here. So I'll be back in a bit. Okay, 8:23 a.m. I'm going to take a little break, go outside, deal with some stuff. I want to come back and paint, so I'm going to leave my painting stuff out here. Getting ready to go. And so I got to make my wife breakfast, got to make myself some breakfast, lunch, or whatever that is. I already fed the dog, so he's good. So maybe it won't take so long for me to do stuff. Okay. Okay. 10:16 a.m. I'm back here painting, and let me get at it. 12:22 p.m. Okay, so I got, I've been, since I did the Nielsen survey, they sent me the little packet they said they were going to send. And I got a call yesterday afternoon. I didn't answer it. And, or yesterday evening, actually. And so I just got a call just now. So I stopped my painting to answer it just so they'd stop calling. Anyway, so they wanted my email address. I said, no, I'm pretty sure I don't want you guys to have that. And then they asked the second time. And they gave me a reason for, and they go through a reasons for, blah, blah, blah. And could I please you have email address? I said, no, for a third time. So, I don't, I'm sure, like I said, they probably have it somewhere. They probably have, and they asked my name too, and I didn't give my name. But I'm sure they have it somewhere that the number they call is associated with my name. When you do a Nexus search for things just come up. And I just don't want to confirm it for them. So anyway, back to painting. Okay, so 12:39. I guess I'll go ahead and stop. Seems like a good place to stop right now. Anyway. So we've got to we've been fostering this rooster for the chicken lady here in Fair Oaks, and she no longer lives here. That's why we're fostering him. She lives up in Oregon with her parents and taking care of them, I guess, and stuff. So they didn't have any facilities to actually keep the rooster. She was always planning on building a little coop for them out in their yard, but couldn't find a suitable place for doing that was acceptable to everybody involved.
So we basically we were fostering him. He was our rooster, pretty much. We enjoyed him. He's a good rooster. He was not aggressive to us or anything, but he liked to pick fights with the other roosters, and he was a good fighter too. But anyway, so he was. So anyway, yesterday or day before yesterday, I think day before yesterday, he died, and peacefully in the garden. So the owner, yeah, it was day before yesterday. So the chicken lady said that she's well, basically what she's done is she's paid to have him cremated. So we got to take him down to the vet that will do the service for her, and we'll drop him off there, and he'll get cremated, and then another one of her friends will pick him up and deliver him to her, his remains to her. So that's what we got to do today. It looks like it's getting around to doing that, so I'm gonna call it quits for now too. Besides, I'm getting a little tired. So, okay, have a good one.